In addition, we discussed Syria, where we both remain acutely concerned about the Assad regime's campaign of violence against their own citizens. Norway and our other European allies have been strong, consistent voices on behalf of the Syrian people, and I commend them for their advocacy. The Assad regime's continued brutality is galvanizing international opinion. There has been a crescendo of condemnation, not only from the world, but in particular from the region. After the Security Council statement, we've seen movement in rapid succession from the Arab League, the GCC, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and others. The United States will continue to work with our partners to turn this growing consensus into increased pressure and isolation for the Assad regime. In particular, we urge those countries still buying Syrian oil and gas, those countries still sending Assad weapons, those countries whose political and economic support give him comfort in his brutality, to get on the right side of history. President Assad has lost the legitimacy to lead, and it is clear that Syria would be better off without him. Yesterday, the United States imposed new sanctions, and Ambassador Ford delivered a clear message to the Syrian government: immediately stop the violence, withdraw your security forces, respond to the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people for a democratic transition in concrete and meaningful ways. Now, it is something that we are watching closely, and we are consulting closely with partners around the world, and we expect to see action.